Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting 8th. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The slide. Farrell applies the tag. Weatherly is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly throws the ball into Grimes, who tags Lobbs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. There goes Keltner trying to get to home. Judnick throws the ball into Gutteridge, who relays the ball to Farrell, who tags Keltner, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. George Caster now pitching. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 3 in the game. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Mack now playing second base. Jim Hegan now catching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clift moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Criscola pinch runs for Rick Farrell. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Caster moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bagby. Caster scores. Gutteridge moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.